Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Royal Dutch Shell is slashing up to 9,000 jobs as the oil giant accelerates a shift to low-carbon energy. And as we've been reporting for months now, the entire industry is faltering as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Oil prices are now at $40 a barrel after falling from record highs last year. Let's take a deeper look with MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Ali, welcome back.
Hey, Peter.
And let's start with those job cuts at Shell, up to 10% of its workforce by 2022, partly to cut costs, but also to shift to lower carbon fuels. Oil companies think long-term they'll probably all be shifting that way. Is Shell just putting its foot on the accelerator?
Yeah, probably. It's reported a loss for the second quarter in a row. It's cut its dividend for shareholders for the first time since World War II. Production is down at Shell about 70,000 barrels a day. Some of that's because of the recent hurricanes that we've seen in the Gulf. But they're laying people off. They're going to shrink their refining operations. They're going to focus on high-value oil production. Oil has different production values depending on what you do with it. But basically, the outlook is that the world reached peak oil demand in 2019 and that demand could fall by 50% over the next 20 years. Shell is one of those companies that's committed to becoming carbon neutral since by 2050, which is kind of amazing for an oil company. And that's part of it. I think some of these oil companies are realizing at the moment oil's not that profitable. They're not going to be selling more of it than they have in the past. So for some companies, not all of them, this looks like a time to start shifting.
And it looks like we're seeing some bankruptcies in the industry too.
Quite a few. And in fact, given how it's going right now, we've seen 150, we could see 150 oil and gas companies go bankrupt in the United States by 2023. Right now, we've had about 30 to 40 bankruptcies in oil and gas just in the last year or so here in the United States.
Well, sometimes it takes a crisis to make a change. Analysts have been saying that the global demand for oil may never return to its 2019 record high. Do you see this pandemic and these environmental, you know, forces right now basically pushing energy companies to realign their business models more quickly than they had expected to?
Yeah, there's two specific issues going on. One is, you said, the price of oil, about $40 a barrel. It's not profitable. You know, oil is not the way it used to be, where you just drill a hole into the ground and it comes out. You can do that for 10 or 15 bucks a barrel. It's probably upward of $50 a barrel to be profitable with shale or oil sands or things like that. So as long as oil remains below 50 bucks a barrel, it just, a lot of these companies, they can't make money off of it. COVID has reduced world oil demand by about 2.5 million barrels a day. And, you know, the new closures and more COVID cases is making people think it might be till next year before we get that back. And remember, it's not just demand for normal things like driving, which is obviously huge. There's very little air travel, and jet fuel demand is a very small part of this. So some of the demand will come back when COVID goes away or when there's a virus, but when there's a vaccine. But there is some sense that some of this demand may fundamentally shift into non-fossil fuels or renewable fuels.
And we're also seeing the government step in. We see a report from environmental groups yesterday that say the Fed has purchased about $350 million in debt from oil and gas companies to try to prop them up along with the economy as things sort of sour here before our eyes. That's MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Ali, thanks very much for your
time,
as always.